This is Eve News Now. We're covering a whole week of Eve News. What are you waiting for? Eve News Now is brought to you by A Merry Life and a Short One.blogspot.com. Visit my blog and sample my madness. December 25th. Christmas waits for no goon as the Decline Coalition hit the Fountain Residence hard again, with over 400 ships showing up to down a Blade Capital Ship Assembly Array. Its former contents are still unknown. The NC, on the other hand, successfully defended their own Capital Ship Assembly Arrays in Vale, with again over 400 pilots showing up. The PL fleet of just over 100 discovered the better part of Valor and decided to save the fight for another day. It's certain that PL's strategy of going on the offensive will continue, but its effectiveness is questionable at this point. December 26th. Rage Alliance has a problem on their hands as the Convicted Alliance turns on their former landlords. After some heated words and an eviction notice, Convicted decided to turn to the drone Russians rather than abandon their rented space. After a spy in the Demon Hunters Alliance offline two TCUs in neighboring systems, Convicted has reportedly tried to capitalize on that as well. It's up to the drone Russians now to save their new allies in the RJ-1R7 constellation of Geminate. The stalemate and impasse has turned into a war and catch, and the initiative is on the defensive. The station system of AOK-WQ was taken today by AAA, with the tide turning in the direction of AAA and its allies. How long will it be before IT has to get involved again? December 27th. Out in Wicked Creek, the Alliance of True Rain is fighting to hold on to its 00 holdings, a coalition consisting of many alliances led by Red Alliance, reinforced and took the station system of M-MBRT and two other stations. While True Rain still owns three other systems, their ability and desire to defend it is seriously in question. December 28th. Without IT to help them, the initiative has lost two more station systems in catch to AAA. Is this situation hurting morale in the initiative? With the numbers they've managed to field each battle decreasing, one has to wonder. A combined Russian force, including members of the Drone Russian Federation and White Noise, came to Providence looking to steamroll Evoke and Not Found from their new holdings. Evoke and Not Found made the Russians pay dearly for their hubris, killing 218 and only losing 72. By the end of the day, no SBUs survived. The H-PA system in Venal got very hot today, as PL, probably bolstered by their previous successes, decided to take on a force of superior numbers. They lost the battle handedly, and also lost another moon. PL's efforts to take another moon in Venal were also dashed at the same time in WLF-D3. PL will almost certainly be back, but with the losses mounting, one must wonder how much resolve is left. December 29th. And with that, the question is answered. PL deployed 22 Titans today in an amazing show of force, saving every reinforced POS. It is telling that the PL reports killing every NCFC as soon as it appeared on the field. Given such circumstances, the further claims that the NC is afraid to deploy supercaps may indeed be grounded in a reality of poor counterintelligence. There are few battles that 22 Titans cannot win if they remain unopposed by similar numbers of supercaps. Reports, however, that PL own all but one of Venal's Technetium moons were unconfirmed by any neutral party. The dynamic of the Providence War has again changed, with Chaos Theory Alliance not going quietly into the night. They've teamed up with CVA and are fighting back hard. So far, CVA and allies are losing, but only just. Another alliance to bolster them, and this war may grind to a halt. PNQY is still a battleground, as IT and the Fountain Residents have begun trying to take it back. As of yet, no SBUs have lasted long enough to threaten sovereignty, but IT doesn't seem to be fully committed to this fight. It seems like they're leaving the Fountain Residents in a holding action. That begs the question, where is IT? And the answer is catch. The initiative finally got some much-needed backup from IT and managed to hold the field in GE-8JV. That's the only good news for the initiative, though, since they lost 18 carriers in the battle. No one's mind has changed about the initiative. They've lost 4 stations and 18 carriers this week, and it's become clear that they cannot win this war without IT's support. Rage is treating its Convicted problem like no problem at all. In an 80 versus 80 battle, Convicted lost handily and received no help from the drone Russians. LR-2XT in Geminate had its iHub destroyed, and its station is in its last timer. December 30th. IT tried to duplicate its catch win in Fountain, but failed miserably against Goonswarm. Over 1,000 ships died throughout the day, and the Decline Coalition has held the field. They actually managed to reinforce a Talos station in 9R4-EJ in the meantime. With such huge numbers, there remain only two options. IT is fully committed to this war and failing, or they're not committed to this war at all, and they're also failing. Neither situation is good for the Fountain residents. True Rain, with a bit of help from Noir Mercenary Group, has managed to take back its station system in a move no one saw coming. They fought back hard and are using every force available to keep their space. Even if it's not enough, they put a serious dent in the plans of Red Alliance. December 31st. The only news today is huge, with at least 8 Titans dead in Venal. PL, fresh off a victory, deployed its Titans again in an effort to drive the NC off the field. The final showdown happened in Y-W1Q3, and the NC came out far ahead, downing at least 6 PL Titans, 2 PL motherships, and only losing 2 Titans themselves. Needless to say, this changes things. This has been Eve News Now. Special thanks to Eve News 24, CCP, and Dotland.